الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. My dear respected viewers of Madani Channel, we once again welcome you in Silsila, the Charismatic Personalities of Islam. Alhamdulillah, in this program we talk about our pious predecessors, we talk about our heroes, we talk about those individuals, those they tread on the path of Islam firmly, Alhamdulillah, and they've got such a outstanding and remarkable biographies. Their seerah, their character is such an impressive role model for us that we can follow, we can learn something from them. Alhamdulillah. That's one of the reasons and one of the intentions of this program, that we can share such beautiful attributes and qualities of these pious predecessors, and Alhamdulillah we can learn something from their seerah, from their character, and we can also implement them in our day-to-day life. Before we proceed ahead towards our main topic, I would urge, persuade and encourage you to make good intentions. Why? Because my Shaykh Tariqat, Amir of Ahl Sunnah, Hazrat Allama Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri, founder of Madani Channel, founder of Dawat Islami, my Shaykh Tariqat, he has given us a beautiful mindset that we should always remember to make good intentions. There are two important Madani pearls in this regard. Number one, that if you do not make no intention, then you are not rewarded for it. Because it is a saying of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, niyatul mu'mini khayrun min amalihi. Intention of a believer is better than his action. And another hadith, innamal a'malu bin niyyat. Actions are based upon intentions. So dear viewers of Madani Channel, second point is that the more intentions one makes, the higher the reward he attains. I make the intention that I will deliver this program for the pleasure of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. And you can make this intention that you will listen from start to end. You'll remember what you learn and you'll pass this knowledge on to others too, insha'Allah Azza wa Jal. So dear Islamic brothers, viewers of Madani Channel, I hope insha'Allah you will watch this program until the end. And it's always a good idea to keep pen and paper with you. On a diary, you can note down the important points, and inshallah, it will help you to revise later on and to remember what you learned today in this program. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In the last episode, we were talking about Imam Shafi'i rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Inshallah, we will continue on his seerah. As I remember, in the last episode, we talked about his passion to learn Islamic knowledge, Alhamdulillah, that is outstanding. And if we continue about this beautiful attribute and his status of knowledge, inshallah, so we'll learn more about his personality. He, rahmatullahi ta'ala, and he was extremely intelligent and possessed a great memory. He was an expert in memorizing big books by heart. Let's listen to a parable based on his amazing memory. It is narrated that he, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, went to the court of Sayyidina Imam Malik, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. Imam Malik, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, was another great star in the history of Islam. And humbly said, I want to learn Mawta from you, a book of hadith. Sayyidina Imam Malik, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, said, go to my writer Habib, he recites it. He, meaning Imam Shafi'i, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, humbly said, May Allah Almighty be pleased with you. Please listen to one page from me. If you like my reading, then I will read it out to you. Otherwise, I leave it. Sayyidina Imam Malik rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh said, please read. Sayyidina Imam Shafi'i rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh read out one page and became quiet. Sayyidina Imam Malik rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh said, please read further. He rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh read another page and became quiet. Imam Malik rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh said, again, please read further. He rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh read further. Imam Malik rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh liked it very much. Thereafter, he rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh read the entire Mawta before Imam Malik rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. When he rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh again appeared in the court of Imam Malik rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, he, meaning Imam Malik alayh rahma, said, search for such a person who can teach you. So Imam Shafi'i rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh said, Huzur, I wish that you listen to my reading. If I am unable to read it nicely, then I will look for someone who can teach. Imam Malik rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh replied, okay, that's fine, please read. Then Imam Shafi'i rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh read out the entire Mawta from beginning to end by heart. He, meaning Imam Shafi'i rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, said, upon this, Sayyidina Imam Malik rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh gave me dua and became very happy. Subhanallah. Allah Almighty bestowed Imam Shafi'i rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh with matchless knowledge. His competence and academic greatness can be clearly judged by the fact that when he rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh turned only 15 years old, then his beloved teacher and the grand mufti of Makkatul Mukarramah, Sayyidina Muslim bin Khalid Zanjani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, gave him the permission to issue fatawa, Islamic rulings, due to the complete confidence and true reliance he had on him. Subhanallah. He got the permission to issue fatwa. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, Imam Shafi'i, this incredible personality, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, was privileged to acquire blessings from the best of scholars and mashayikh of his time. He rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi also gained a lot of knowledge from a great leaders of Malikis, Imam Malik rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Generally speaking, Imam Shafi'i rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi had a lot of teachers, many teachers. But the personality whom he was seen most impressed of was the eminent student of Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, named Imam Muhammad bin Hassan Shaybani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Sayyidina Muhammad bin Shuja rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi states that once Imam Shafi'i rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi presented the solution to an extremely complicated issue, which was also quite astonishing for him. He rahmatullahi ta'ala said, this is the blessing of my beloved teacher, Imam Muhammad bin Hassan Shaybani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. Dear respected viewers of Madani Channel, Imam Shafi'i rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh states that, I stayed with Imam Muhammad rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh for 20 years. The amount of knowledge I gained from him, if it was to be converted in a written form, then a camel would be required to carry its weight. Allahu Akbar. Undoubtedly, if Imam Muhammad was not there, then I would not have received the understanding of Deen. The viewers of Madani Channel, we are learning about the blessed seerah of Imam Shafi'i rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. But at the same time, you can see that how is he appreciating his teachers? He is giving credit to them. That this teacher, that teacher, he names them. And subhanAllah, he appreciates them. That whatever I am today, it is the blessings of my teachers. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, respect of a teacher is also very important. If we can learn from the seerah of Imam Shafi'i rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, we should also appreciate our teachers. Our mashayikh, our ulama, those the teachers, the imams, they guide us. We should respect them. We should love them. We should show our devotion for them. And that is what we learn from the seerah of Imam Shafi'i rahmatullahi ta'ala. It was the blessing of a great eminent scholar like Imam Malik and Imam Muhammad rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhima that made Imam Shafi'i rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi into an ocean of knowledge. He rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi was not only Hafidhul Hadith. You know what is the title? Hafidhul Hadith. Hafidhul Hadith, that means the one who memorizes 100,000 ahadith by heart. 100,000 ahadith by heart, but also held supreme expertise in the meaning and interpretation of hadith. He also held supreme expertise in the meanings and interpretations of hadith. States of affairs of the narrators and determining the authority of ahadith. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, Allah Almighty blessed Imam Shafi'i rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi with great intellectual abilities and immense Islamic knowledge. Sayyidina Abu Ubaid rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi states, مَا رَأَيْتُ أَحَدًا أَعْقَلَ مِنَ الشَّافِعِي, i.e. I have not seen anyone more intelligent than Imam Shafi'i rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Allahu Ghani. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, the excellence and greatness of Imam Shafi'i rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi can also be judged from the fact that Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, عَلِمُوا قُرَيْشٍ يَمْلَأُ طَبَاقَ الْأَرْضِ عِلْمًا. Allahu Ghani. I.e. one alim, an Islamic scholar of Quraysh, will fill the world with ilm, knowledge. Various scholars have said that this hadith is pointed towards Imam Shafi'i rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. Allama Abdul Rauf Manabi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh has stated that the scholar of Quraysh mentioned in this blessed hadith is Imam Shafi'i rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has stated that the way Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi was the mujaddid revivalist of the first century. Similarly, Imam Shafi'i rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi was the mujaddid of the second century. He rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi further states that in last 30 years there has not been any such night in which I did not make dua for Imam Shafi'i rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Allahu ghani, Allahu ghani. For last 30 years he did not miss to make dua for Imam Shafi'i rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Imam Shafi'i rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi served hadith all his life. When Imam Shafi'i rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi went to Iraq, then the blessed scholars of Iraq conferred him with the title of Nasirul Hadith. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi states that I have not seen anyone obey a hadith more than Imam Shafi'i rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, this is the status of this individual. This is the passion for learning the knowledge of Deen and Islam. This is what, subhanallah, amazing memory and intellect he possessed. And how different scholars, different mashayikh, different ulama, they are writing about this personality. How they pray about him. How they praise about him. Subhanallah. And dear viewers of Madani Channel, these are charismatic personalities. Because of their knowledge, alhamdulillah, the word of Islam spread across the globe. Because of their hard workings, alhamdulillah, today the message of Islam has spread across the globe. And if only we can learn something from their seerah, that we can also attain beautiful attributes and qualities of these blessed personalities. One attribute so far we've been talking is the knowledge. Let's find out what other beautiful attributes Sayyiduna Imam Shafi'i rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi possessed. O devotees of awliya, Imam Shafi'i rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi's academic rank and greatness was indeed exemplary and matchless, no doubt. But along with these attributes, he rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi was also an embodiment of taqwa and piety. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, two attributes are very important. One is ilm, second is taqwa, knowledge and piety. If one has got ilm but he doesn't act upon, that's no good. If somebody has got taqwa, meaning he wants to do worship more and more, he is an abid, but he doesn't have knowledge, he doesn't have ilm, then that ibadah, that worship, will not help him much. So both are very important. Knowledge with taqwa, knowledge and taqwa, both. They are part and parcel. They are both very much important factors in terms of walking on the straight path. Allah Almighty's fear, a lot of worship, having passion for reforming the ummah, these beautiful qualities, they were present in Imam Shafi'i rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. And further, contemplation of the hereafter, good morals, humility, izz, humbleness, being down to earth, following the sharia, Islamic rulings, forgiving others, patience and gratitude, love of Almighty Allah, accountability of nafs, opposing shaitan, various other noble attributes, they were present in this charismatic personality in the history of Islam, known as Imam Shafi'i rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, Sayyidina Harun bin Sa'id rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has narrated, I have not seen anyone like Sayyidina Imam Shafi'i rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. When he rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi came to us in Egypt, people said, a Qurayshi faqih, jurist, has come to us. Hence, we went to him and he was offering salah. We did not see anyone with a more graceful face than his and someone who offered salah better than him. We kept waiting. When he rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi completed his salah, then he started the conversation. We did not find anyone who would converse better than him. Allahu Ghani. The face was graceful. The salah was at its best. The conversation was at its best. These are the beautiful qualities and attributes of Sayyidina Imam Shafi'i rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Imam Shafi'i rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi would divide night into three parts. In the first part, he rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi would engage in writing books. In the second part, he rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi would offer nawafil. And in the third part, he rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi would rest. Sayyiduna Rabi bin Sulaiman rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi states that Imam Shafi'i rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi would complete one holy Quran every day. Allahu Ghani, one holy Quran every day. And he rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi would complete the holy Quran 60 times in the nawafil of Ramadan. Allahu Akbar Kabira. This was the level of piety, this was the level of taqwa, this was the level of ibadah of Sayyiduna Imam Shafi'i rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. What is our condition, my dear viewers of Madani Channel? Let's ponder. I should think about my situation. Those they are watching me, we should all think about our situations. Alhamdulillah, we are Muslims. Alhamdulillah, this Quran has been sent down for our hidayah. For us to read, for us to take heed, for us to learn and act upon these teachings of Holy Quran. But how much attached we are with this beautiful book of Allah. Word of Allah, how much attached we are. This is the question we need to ask from our own self. Unfortunately, we have made Quran just as a beauty of being at the top shelf. We only open Quran in Ramadan. A few days we read, then we close. The next year we open the Quran. And those that read Quran in Ramadan, do they know how to recite Quran properly? Do they know to recite Quran with proper maharij, rules and regulations, the way it should be recited? Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, Imam Shafi'i rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi would complete one Quran every day. And he would complete the Holy Quran 60 times in Nawafil of Ramadan. Where do we stand? Where are we? This question we need to ask from ourselves. What is the level of our piety? What is the level of our ibadah? We can't even offer salah properly. We don't even offer salah. There are some unfortunate ones. They miss their salah. If we can learn something from this beautiful personality of Imam Shafi'i rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, and we can also make effort to do more and more ibadah. Because life is too short. Life is melting like an ice block. The horse of our life is running fast towards our grave. Time will soon come when we will be lowered down into our dark graves. There, the knowledge will be helpful. There, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, our salah will help us. There, our good deeds will help us. There, recitation of Quran will help us. There, nawafil will help us. There, fasting of Ramadan will help us. There, paying our zakat on time will help us. There, going to Hajj if it is fard upon us will help us. There, our piety will help us. There, refraining from sins will help us. There, good deeds will help us. There, good namay a'mal, book of deed will help us. What this was the taqwa of our pious predecessors. The knowledge is remarkable, phenomenal. Their taqwa, their piety, their ibadah is remarkable, extraordinary, incredible. But where do we stand? This is something we need to ponder. This is something we need to learn, my dear viewers of Madani Channel. Sayyidina Hassan, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, has narrated, I spent many nights in the company of Sayyidina Imam Shafi'i, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. I saw that he, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, would offer salah in the one third of the night and would never recite more than 50 ayahs. Even if he did recite more than 50 ayahs, the maximum he would recite is 100 ayahs, verses. When he, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, would recite an ayah of mercy, verse of mercy, then he, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, would make dua in the court of Almighty for himself and all the believers to remain steadfast upon obedience. And when he, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, would recite an ayah of punishment, then he, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, would seek refuge from it and make dua to Allah Almighty for his own salvation and that of all believers. Performing excessive worship of Allah Almighty is the way of blessed Anbiya alayhi salam. Worshipping Allah Almighty is the way of blessed Awliya alayhi muridwan. Worshipping Allah Almighty is the means of developing the love of Allah Almighty in your hearts. Worshipping Allah Almighty is the way to get free from the traps of shaitan. Worshipping Allah Almighty is the means of attaining the closeness of Allah Almighty. Worshipping Allah Almighty is the means of attaining cure from epidemic of sins. Worshipping Allah Almighty is the means of reforming ourselves. And apparently and internally, worshipping Allah Almighty is the means of refreshing our souls. Worshipping Allah Almighty is the means for the satisfaction of our hearts. Worshipping Allah Almighty is required by Sharia. Worshipping Allah Almighty is the right upon every believer. And worshipping Allah Almighty is the purpose of creating the human being. Yes, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, we have been created to do ibadah. We have been created to worship Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. But what we are doing, where are we heading to? Why are we wasting our life? Why we are not doing ibadah? Why we are not worshipping Allah Almighty? Why we are not fulfilling the purpose for which we have been created for? Dear viewers of Madani Channel, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala mentions the purpose of human creation. Allah Almighty states in part 27, Surah Az-Zariyat, ayah number 57, verse 56, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. Translation from Kanzul Iman, and I have created jinns and human beings only for this, that they should worship me. The viewers of Madani Channel, this verse clearly mention the purpose. O devotees of Rasul, humans and jinns have been created to worship Allah Almighty. And when our Lord and Creator, Allah Almighty, has told us the purpose of our creation, then it is also obligatory upon us to engage ourselves in attaining this goal and worship Allah Almighty. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, we've talked about the ibadah. We've talked about the piety of Imam Shafi'i rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Then we've learned from Quran that what is our purpose of creation? That is to worship Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Let's today only take a lesson that we also worship Allah tabarak wa ta'ala with all its rights, with its haqq, and we should do the ibadah. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, that's all for today in this episode on the seerah of Imam Shafi'i rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. We'll come back with another episode on the blessed seerah of Imam Shafi'i rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. But until then, keep pondering upon our state of ilm, knowledge, level of piety, ibadah, and how much worship do we do. And this is the lesson we are learning from the seerah of Imam Shafi'i rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh until today. But inshallah, we'll come back with another episode with more beautiful attributes and qualities of this great Imam, Imam Shafi'i rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. Until then, keep watching Madani Channel, keep reciting salawat upon Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa barik wa sallim. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We are Muslims, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah.